Yeah, the phrase settled opinion when it comes to the Supreme Court of the United States is meaningless. So settled precedent is just sort of another term for longstanding precedent. There have been various times in the history of the Supreme Court where dreadful cases like Dred Scott were settled precedent. Plessy v. Ferguson was settled precedent. Settled precedent just simply means that it's been there a while. It hasn't been disturbed. That's all that it means. There's a huge difference between settled precedent and binding precedent. And on the Supreme Court, because it is the nation's highest court, it's not really bound by precedent. It is a precedent-setting institution. Now, the doctrine of stare decisis, there's a lot of debate over, you know, the precise contours, essentially says, in the absence of manifest flaws, this court should, as a general matter, defer to precedent. But precedent does not bind the Supreme Court. So that phrase, settled precedent, is kind of a word, it's a weasel word, really, because it's a way of trying to tamp down speculation that he would overturn Roe without binding him to sustaining Roe. The left is saying stare decisis, stare decisis, stare decisis when it comes to abortion. And that reason is that the language of Roe cannot be sustained by the Constitution of the United States. If you look at the actual Constitution of the United States, abortion, the right to abortion is nowhere protected in that document. And so that's why there's a constant emphasis on the actual Roe decision as opposed to the text of the Constitution. And that shows the vulnerability of that decision to judges who actually apply the history and text of the Constitution.